When you teach them, then you baptize them. You baptize them in the name of the Father, in the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Are y'all with me this morning? I wish I had two or three people, huh? Huh? So if I had a choice to believe Jesus or Peter, who would I believe? I would believe Jesus. Because Peter can tell you one thing one minute, and the next thing he would deny you. Okay? Woo! Teach me, Pastor John. Huh? Can you pass inspection? Okay. I got one more for you. Matthew, the third chapter. You remember Jesus went to John. And he said, Matthew 3:13, he said, then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbid him, saying, I have need to be baptized of you, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answered and said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it become us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him, and Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heaven were open unto him, and he saw and the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lightning upon him, and a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Is anybody with me? Okay, wait, son. Wait. See, y'all may not believe me. Wait. Now, Peter said you must be baptized in Jesus' name. Jesus told his disciples, baptize them in my name, the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now, wait, let me ask you something. Now, when John baptized Jesus, do you see anywhere in the Bible what John said? Talk to me, y'all. What did you see John say? Did John say, I baptized Jesus? No. All he did is baptize Jesus. But I tell you what, the Father ordained it, the Spirit sanctified it, and Jesus the Son was baptized. Woo! Talk to me in here. You see, when you get mixed up with all that stuff, how you're baptized, just go get baptized, huh? Boy, you got to believe. You got to believe in the word of God. You got to believe in the word of God, huh? Amen. Wait. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I got one more for you. Ooh, boy, the Holy Spirit is so good, yeah. Holy Spirit is so good. See, you got to study the word, and the word is just bringing back to you. The book of Acts. You remember when Philip, the angels took Philip in to South America when there was a eunuch. Amen. Ethiopian was there in his charity, dressed good, fine talking, fine looking. But one thing he was missing was the word of God. And the Bible said that he was reading, amen, the Spirit of the Lord took Philip, and he was reading the book of Isaiah. And he went there, Philip asked him, said, can you understand? He said, how can I understand unless some man teach me, unless somebody can tell me what the word of God is? And he talked to him through the word of God. And after he talked to him, and he believed in the word of God. And he said, since I believe, he said, I need to be baptized. Look, Acts 8 from 26 to 38. And he said, he stopped the chariot and he saw some water. He said, what hindered me to be baptized? And Philip and the man got down, and the Bible says he went in the water and they baptized the eunuch. But after he came up, Philip disappeared. He didn't see nothing, and he began to rejoice. But what did Philip say? Nobody in the Bible did he say, I baptized in the name of Jesus, but the man needed to be baptized. Y'all not going to talk to me this morning. Oh, my God. Be careful how you listen to strange doctrine. Strange doctrine. I got two or three men. Let me ask you one more thing. Have anybody ever told you, you know, you got to do tricks in the church to get saved? Jump on one feet, run around, make flips, and all that to get saved. Amen. They tell you if you're not fooled, if you ain't speaking in tongues, you're not saved. That's not Bible. Y'all might be talking back to me, because I'm a preacher that don't care. I just tell it like it is. Amen. May not be your favorite one, but I guarantee you, I tell the truth. That's what he's telling Timothy. He said, you got to study to show thyself approval unto God, the word of God. And quit wasting your time upon people. Don't argue the Bible. Just tell people what does say the word of God. Amen. And you got to, let me tell you something. Quit trying to make people believe that we're all of that, huh? All you got to do is just let the word speak for itself, huh? The Bible says, let your light so shine, huh? Stop listening to those who all the time stirring up trouble. Can you pass inspection? Amen. The word study has nothing to do with books or teaching. It means to diligently, to zeal. 2 Peter 1:10, wherefore the rather brethren give diligently to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, ye shall never fall. You got to study the word of God. Can you pass inspection? And I'm mighty afraid that a whole lot of people in church would not pass inspection, because you don't know the word of God. You see the little children that came up this week? Some of them know more than some of you have been in church for 60, 70 years. And then you're mad at them because they know something. Look at the little kid. They think they know that. Now they're studying. Somebody's studying with them. And you got to, let me tell you, it's a sad thing that you're in a household and you don't try to pick up the Bible and study the word of God. You got to study the word of God, amen, and know the real truth by the word of God, amen, because you got to give account to that, amen. If you want to know the truth about something, it's in the word of God, huh? You can always tell when a Christian is not growing. He has three characteristics. One, he is barren or idle. That is, he will not work for Jesus. Some people don't want to work for Jesus at all. They won't talk about the word of God. They don't bear no fruit. They're just there. They let some people come to church just to feel good. That's because it's a custom. But when the last time have you helped some dying soul? When the last time have you ministered to somebody who don't know Jesus? When the last time have you told, amen, some boy, some girl, some woman or man that Jesus can pick up a bow down head, that he can open doors when doors clammed in your face? When the last time have you told somebody, if you trust in the Lord with all that heart and lean not to their own understanding, he will direct your path. We got too many people that you can't grow. They don't want nobody to teach them. Tell them, you can't teach me nothing. Amen? Baby can teach you something. Number two, he is unfruitful. That is, his knowledge of God, of Jesus, does not produce fruit in his life. No fruit at all. You start asking about the Bible? Well, I'm not too good in the Bible. Why you not? Don't you know you got to stand before the Lord one day? When you stand before the Lord, you won't go there and tell her, well, you know, Pastor John didn't, he didn't, the dollar said you lied. I saw Pastor John every Sunday. You wasn't there. You wasn't receiving the word. Huh? You let it go through one end and come out through the other one. Amen? And the third thing, he is blind. He lacks spiritual insight. He is spiritually nearsighted. We are workmen, my brothers and sisters. We must be able to approve ourselves unto God and be accepted of him. The pastor is a workman. in God's word. The word is a treasure that is understood. We must guard and invest. It is the soldier's sword and the farmer's seed. But it is also the workman's tool. You hear me? For building, measuring, repairing God's people. When you come here, it's to build you up. It's to repair God's people, huh? To pick up every bowed down head, huh? When you're weak, it's to make you strong. When you're weary, it tells you what to do. When you're lost, he say, I am the way. When you're in darkness, he say, I am the light of the world. That's to give you instruction. Amen? And he tells my brothers and sisters, the preacher and teacher who use the word correctly will build their church and Sunday school the way God wants it to be built. Amen? Some people ask all the time, they ask members, well, I never see your pastor let nobody preach. It's all about him. I'm the shepherd. And I'm very particular who I let come behind this pulpit. You got to be straight. You got to be right. I don't want no Casanova coming here jumping and flipping. Destroy my members' thinking. Come here with some robe, you know, bells flying down and telling you some off the wall stuff. And you say, amen, and don't even know the truth. Amen? God going to charge me for it. Y'all quiet in here this morning. And you see, what we need more teaching. Some of you going to leave from here talking about, well, how about church? It wasn't too good. Rev didn't really get down like you to get down. What I'm doing right now, I'm getting down to the word of God. You not receiving. If I didn't know that, I would stay at home. No, baby, you came right. Because can you pass inspection? Amen? Some years ago, one of my members told me something, and it made sense. You know, I let people preach, you know, and by the Holy Spirit. If whoever let preach is by the Holy Spirit, it's a privilege. But one of my members told me something, said, Pastor, you know, it's good you let people preach, but we come to hear you. You are our shepherd. I said, what? You are our shepherd. And because we already know you got a word for us, got a word for me. It may not be a word for everybody. You got a word for me when I come, Rev. And it's I'm hungry, wondering what he going to say this Sunday morning to help me when I leave from here to grow in my spiritual walk with God. And I took that as he. And I said, you know what? That's right. And that's why I study hard. You know, I ain't got time to act foolish up here. I got to be serious about the word of God. Because this is a serious thing. Amen? This is a serious thing. Huh? So look what it says. It says, approve unto God. Huh? 2 Corinthians 13:5. Examine yourself. Whether ye be in the faith, prove your own self. Unless you are counterfeit. The challenge is to assure whether they are real believers or fake. You ought to know a real believer or a fake one if you study the word of God. Amen? Approved means one who has been tested and found acceptable. The word was used for approving metal. To study that we go through forces us to study the word of God. Every trial you go through in life, it ought to focus you to study the word of God. And you will go to a trial in life. You go to some kind of up, some kind of down, some kind of sickness, some kind of tragedy, some kind of debt, whatever it is, that ought to run you straight to the word of God. And the word of God ought to teach you how you should handle what you're going through. Amen? But you got to study. Quit letting people want to do it all for you.